This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado is fighting back against plans to cut school-based mental health grants at the end of the month. The state attorney general filed a lawsuit Friday. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
Attorney General Phil Weiser joins a coalition of 14 other states suing the Trump administration for unlawfully terminating congressionally approved grants. If cut, the state predicts it would cost Colorado schools and universities nearly $10 million in funding. Weiser says these programs have been critical for the well-being and academic success of students. Ava Keon, CPR News.
Front Range Passenger Rail has its branding. COCO, the Colorado connector, will feature swaths of blue and orange, reminiscent of the Broncos. There's also a cartoon fox with the idea of outfoxing I-25 traffic. General Manager Sal Pace says rides on COCO are 3 years away.
We're calling this our starter service from Denver through Boulder and Broomfield and communities in between all the way up to Fort Collins. That's by 2029.
If the project can secure more taxpayer funding, service will expand south, connecting Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and even Trinidad. COCO will use existing rail lines. Federal land agencies are testing dozens of pilot projects to get better data on how many people are hiking, camping, or sightseeing on public lands. Traditionally, they've counted people at trailheads or cars in parking lots. Spencer Wood directs the Outdoor Recreation and Data Lab at the University of Washington. He says the results could help with management.
Where do they improve roads, or where might they improve parking?
Pilot projects include studying things like aggregated cell phone data or public social media posts. This is CPR News.